While the U.S. House and Senate are on break, Alaskans who are alarmed by the Trump White House are pressuring the state's congressional delegation for a public meeting in the Anchorage area where they can air their views. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports their leverage doesn't seem to be having the desired effect.
Donna Marie says she usually doesn't get involved like this.
I think the last time I knocked on doors for a candidate, it was Jimmy Carter.
But this Anchorage retiree says the last election, the way it exposed deep rifts in society and her concerns for health care and the environment, have activated her.
Everybody online was talking about we need a town hall, we need a town hall, we need a town hall, but nobody was doing anything about it.
So Marie issued a Facebook invite for an organizing meeting. She says about 30 people have pitched in. A handful met last week at a tea shop in Midtown Anchorage.
Mike, right?
Yeah.
Donna. That is
Donna. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Jennifer.
You.
Pete.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
They've rented a room at Rasmussen Hall suitable for a public forum. Marie says their town hall is happening Wednesday evening at UAA, even if there are three empty seats behind the name cards for Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young. In the meantime, they're wrestling with the basics of organizing. Marie reassures the group they don't have to file disclosure reports with state regulators.
So, as far as I understand the rules, we are in the clear with that.
Okay. As long as there's no endorsement.
Right. Okay.
And we're learning as we go. None of us are paid operatives. We wish
most
we were,
of us have never done anything before.
We're just people.
Yeah.
So
people on a mission.
The new activists consult national progressive websites like Indivisible and MoveOn.org. The sites advise adopting the tactics Tea Party conservatives deployed a few years ago, this time to resist President Trump's agenda. And like dissatisfied voters in Republican districts around the country, these Alaskans feel like their congressional delegation is dodging them.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Mike Anderson is the spokesman for Senator Dan Sullivan.
Senator Sullivan very much values connecting with constituents and hearing from his fellow Alaskans, large groups, small, what have you.
Anderson says the senator spent the first week of the two-week recess training with his Marine Reserve unit in North Carolina. Now that he's in Alaska, Anderson says Sullivan is meeting with as many constituents as possible.
He'll be visiting six different communities in Alaska, Dead Horse, Barrow, Wainwright, Anchorage, Homer, and Kenai.
Anderson says Sullivan can't go to the town hall at UAA on Wednesday because his flight from the North Slope arrives too late. Anderson says people who want to talk to Sullivan have lots of ways to contact him. But Democratic Party Chairwoman Casey Steinau says Alaskans want to tell their members of Congress that they're displeased about, for instance, a recent vote on internet privacy. And they want to do it in large groups to show the power behind their voices. Besides, Steinau says a public meeting is more efficient.
When somebody is in a room full of 200 people and that person says, you know, we have a real problem with selling our private information without our permission, and 200 people say, hear, hear, or yes, I agree. Well, then they don't have to have that meeting 200 times. They only have to have it once.
To highlight the lack of town halls, the Alaska Democratic Party put wanted posters of the delegation on its Facebook page. Young's office responded by posting a photo of the congressman facing constituents in Petersburg and the message, nice try, great meetings across the state. Young is scheduled to speak Wednesday at the Chugiak Eagle River Chamber of Commerce. Murkowski spokeswoman Karina Peterson says her boss has a full slate of appointments with people who requested meetings well in advance, and she didn't know of any meetings in Anchorage open to the public. Donna Marie says the public will have a chance to speak at the town hall she's organizing, regardless of who is there to listen. And if the evening goes well, she says, they'll hold another town hall the next time Congress is on break. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.